There are six main elements in hazard services that you need to be familiar with. This vocabulary will be used a lot in hazard services, and it will be the basic language you need to speak when using hazard services. The first element is the spatial display. This is simply the cave editor you loaded hazard services into, in either the D2D, Hydro, or GFE perspectives. This is where the spatial information is displayed. The second element is the console. This is the table full of hazards that is technically referred to as a cave view, like GFE's Grid Manager, and it's dockable within Cave, so you can pull it out of Cave if you want. The console has lots of buttons that manage the product generation and also what goes on in the spatial display. Note that the tab name contains console, which can help you get these names down. The third main element is the settings icon in the console with the label Setup. Settings are really important in hazard services because they allow you to filter the display of different hazard types and tools you have access to. For example, there are different settings for river flooding and non-river flooding, and the Hydrology All setting works on all hazards. Hazard services is inherently customizable, and you can create your own settings. Note that the current setting name is also reflected in the console tab name. The fourth main element is the Tools icon. The Tools icon provides access to recommenders and other tools that are used to generate initial hazards and create products. Some of the hydrology recommenders and tools include Dam Levee Flood, Burn Scar Flood, River Flood, and Flash Flood. Recommenders will be covered more in depth in the hazard-specific overviews and job sheets. The fifth main element is the Hazard Information Dialog, or HID. This is where you define all the core components of the hazard event. From the HID, you can preview the hazard text or propose the hazard for someone outside your office to access and collaborate on. Note that the text Hazard Information is in the tab name. Once you preview your text, the product editor launches. This is where you modify and send text. It also has a convenient product editor label in its tab name.